From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Well, happy Monday to you, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Man, what a treat to have you with us today. And folks, I know there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of anger out there. And I want you to know that it's okay to feel however you are feeling right now. It's sort of like a potpourri of emotion across the fruited plain. And I get it. And we're going to talk about this throughout today's program as we deal with this crisis that has enveloped the country. And folks, I've got a lot to say about this. And I think I have experienced a lot of those emotions that I just shared. But most of all, I am just really angered. Angered that lawmakers on the state level and in some instance the federal level are fear-mongering, are putting, quite frankly, a lot of Americans in a very precarious position. And there's a lot to be upset with. And I can tell you this. I don't believe that the president is doing a bad job here. I believe that the Trump administration is doing what needs to be done, is doing everything humanly possible to deal with whatever this is out there. That being said, something tells me that we're not being given the entire story here, that there's something they're just not telling us. And the reason I say that is you can't tell me that this president, this administration would watch the stock market take a nosedive like it's been doing. And today is a pretty horrible day up on Wall Street. Do not look at your 401k. I'm just telling you, don't look at it right now. But there are things that are out of the control of the Trump administration that are going to send this country into a recession. And I can tell you that just a few moments ago, the governor of New York State, where we broadcast this radio show from, has just announced that effective 8 o'clock tonight, every gymnasium, every movie theater, every casino in not just New York, but also New Jersey and Connecticut will be shut down until further notice. Every bar and every restaurant in the New York City area the New York State area and New Jersey and Connecticut will not provide dine-in service. So if you want to order something from the Burger King or the McDonald's or the Chick-fil-A, You gotta have it delivered to your home because you're not going to be able to go into these restaurants. Do you know what that says, ladies and gentlemen? It says that tens of thousands of people in the service industry are about to be unemployed. And something tells me that a big part of the Democrats' reaction to this, and I understand some Republican lawmakers are doing the same thing, but I do wonder how much of this is driven by the belief that if the economy suffers, that will hurt the president's chances of reelection. And you hate to think like that, but you know, I'm sure many of you are thinking the same thing I am. But let's put all of that aside for just a moment here. There are two big concerns I have. Number one, I don't believe we're being told the full story here. There's something more to this virus than meets the eye. And I don't know if we're going to talk to some experts a little bit later on in the show. Is it possible that the Chinese, when they promised that they were going to interfere with our elections, maybe this was it? This was how they were going to interfere. Was this disease manufactured in a Chinese lab? And I really do hope that there are people within our government right now that are getting to the bottom of that question. Is this an act of war? Is the very simple question here. But the second part of this, and I want to get your take on this, and we're going to open up the phone lines today. Look, it's important, especially since most people are isolated. You are in your homes right now. You're not able to go to work. You've got the kids home. The radio is your lifeline to the rest of the country right now. This is a chance for you to talk to the rest of the country, the rest of the country to talk to you. But here's my second concern. and it has to deal with the governors of California and Ohio and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, just deciding, announcing they're going to shut down all of these businesses. They're coming in and they're telling you, you've got to shut down your business. And let's be honest, most of the people that are going to be impacted by this are, in fact, mom and pop businesses. We're talking about small businesses across the country that will probably have to shut down. Now, here's what gets me. The governor says, well, we've got to do this. It's a matter of public safety. We've got to shut down these tiny mom and pop restaurants and stores and whatnot. But at the same time, they are allowing the Krogers and the Walmarts and the Targets and the big box department stores of the country to remain open for business. Now, I ask you, what is more dangerous to public safety? If you're talking about the social distancing, what's more dangerous, having 1,000 people inside a Target or 5 or 6 people inside your local diner? So that just doesn't make any sense to me. And it troubles me that over the weekend, and look, these are decisions that you have to make as an American citizen, all right? If your church wants to shut down and go to an online service, look, that is your right under the Constitution, but it is not the right of the government to mandate that you shut down your church. And that's what's happening in places like Washington State and California. It is not the government's right to come in and tell you to shut down your business for the sake of public safety. That is not their right under the Constitution. And what troubles me, ladies and gentlemen, is how quickly our fellow citizens have capitulated and have shunned their civil liberties, all for the sake of public safety. Well, geez, aloo, Todd, I mean, why, you don't know how many people could get the virus. Well, that is true, but that is not the right of the government to decide whether or not your business stays open or not. And I'm telling you, you know who I feel bad for right now? A lot of waiters and waitresses in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of country music musicians that are out there trying to earn their way in life and cling to that American dream. They will no longer be employed. They will not have jobs. You know who I feel bad for? All these kids from all over the heart of New York to sing, dance, and act on Broadway who are now unemployed. And you know what? Those kids, when they weren't on Broadway, you know what they were doing? They were earning their rent money by serving tables and waiting on tables in diners that are about to be shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the cusp of economic disaster in this country unless somebody starts waking up and taking charge here. Now, here's the question. Is this a state's right issue, or is this where we need the federal government to come in and say, folks, this is how it's going to be? Personally, I believe this is a state's rights issue. The state should be able to determine how they govern themselves. But we're going to be taking your calls on this. I want you to write down our telephone number here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to be taking calls throughout today's show. And if you're fired up about the government coming in, these state governments coming in and shutting down businesses, we want to hear from you. Are you concerned about civil liberties under attack? Because I'm going to tell you something here, folks. It smells to me a lot like martial law. I mean, we are not far from the governor of New York saying you cannot come outside of your apartment. Most people here in New York City, they live in apartments. And right now, we're actually in talks with our team to evacuate New York City and get to Memphis as quickly as possible to what will soon be our flagship radio station, KWAM. Because I am very concerned that they're going to come in and again, we just don't know. But will they shut down domestic air travel? The CDC is now saying that it's not just 14 days. Now we need 8 weeks. 8 weeks where schools should be shut down. Again, I just get the feeling, and maybe it's just me, I just get the feeling that they know something. Maybe the feds know something that they're not telling the rest of us. All right, I want to go to the phones. Our good friend Joe from LJ is actually in Sea Island, Georgia. Joe, how is the state of Georgia faring in all of this?
Todd, we've got a lot of people from all over the country here at Sea Island. I walk on the beaches, and there are people from all over, and nobody's panicking, and I totally agree with you. We do not want the government to come down and close down small business. I was Small Businessman of the Year in the state of Georgia in 1975, so I can appreciate this. If they were to do that, it would destroy small businesses. You're talking about the restaurants, but I've been going to restaurants down here at Sea Island. Most of them are full. People are happy. And so I think, you know, it's a terrible thing what we're going through, but we certainly don't want martial law. And I say let them stay open. In fact, I was on the beach yesterday with about 10 Liberty University students. And, boy, they were fired up. They were reading this new Charlie Kirk book about Donald Trump, and people are happy down here. They're a little concerned about the virus, but they're going about their lives. And these fine young students from Liberty were fired up about Charlie Kirk and his book, and they were, you know, fired up about life. They were fired about making a success. One guy was 23 years old, and even though he's going to Liberty, he's got his own business. So you know, America is the greatest country in history. And we don't want to shut it down. We need to go about our business. In fact, I've been buying stock. People down here I'm talking to, they're saying, boy, we got Joe, this is a great opportunity to buy stock. So that's what's happening. There's no panic. And I don't think the governor of Georgia would even think, I hope, about closing down the bars and restaurants. So I think I don't know what's happening in New York, but I feel sorry for you up there, Todd.
Joe, I gotta tell you know what concerns me? I was talking to the guy at the Target, and we have a Target grocery store in our building here. And I went down yesterday evening to get some provisions, and I asked him. I said, I just pulled aside one of the clerks because there's nothing. I mean, the shelves are just empty. And I asked the guy, I'm like, how are the supply lines holding up? And he said, you know, so far, he goes, we get a shipment and it's right out the door. And they don't see that stopping. I'm concerned about what happens when those supply lines are not replenishing the stores here in the New York City area. You've got hundreds of thousands of school kids that have no place to go. They're out wandering around on the streets. I just think we're setting ourselves up for a very dangerous situation here in New York City.
Well, I think you're right, Todd, but I have total confidence in President Trump. I think we'll get through this thing fine, and I think it'll it'll be a great rebound. So,
Joe, don't get me wrong. I think the president's doing a terrific job here. I think the president's doing a terrific job. It's the state governors that really concern me. People, they've lost touch of reality, and I'm telling you, folks, when you look at the numbers. We're talking about Nashville, Tennessee, shutting down bars and restaurants. They've had, 18-20 people in the entire state of Tennessee come down with the coronavirus, 6.7 million people. And they're shutting down we're talking about thousands and thousands of people that are out of work. All right, look, folks, we've got to take a break. We're going to get to all of your calls, 844-747-8868. The lines are filling up. Give us a call. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Information just now coming in from the state of New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, says they are considering a statewide curfew. So all of you folks in New Jersey might want to pay attention to this. There's no word exactly as far as the time span here. Hoboken, New Jersey, which is right across the river from New York City, they've already implemented a curfew, 10 o'clock to 5 a.m., 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. You are not allowed to be out on the streets. And they don't say what's going to happen if you, but again, it's the law is the law. But the governor of New Jersey looking at some sort of a curfew. And ladies and gentlemen, my question to you, number one, what's happening in your communities? And number two, are you concerned about the erosion of civil liberties here in this coronavirus crisis? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Let's go to New Jersey. Stephen, what's going on there in your state?
Well, I want to warn you guys about is there's this sub-story that nobody's paying attention to. You had the pricing wars going on between Russia and the Saudis. But the refineries, I had a guy that used to work for them, they put all the fuel into all these different companies, Mobil, Exxon, everything. So it's the same gas. As far as adding the detergents or adding the special formulas of summer, that's up to the companies. Right now, there's a potential to be gouging where they could take 87% octane and put it into the 92% tanks and make the profit margin off there. The only thing out there to save it is weights and measures. And I just hope that somebody out there in weights and measures is thinking about the potential possibility for these companies to be gouging people and taking advantage of that situation.
Well, Stephen, that is a good point you bring up. And folks, we will, we're going to keep you apprised of that. And we will call out the price gougers on this radio program. You can be guaranteed of that, Stephen. But the good news is we're looking at gas trends. Looks like gas prices at the pump are actually falling right now. So we'll see how that goes. Let's go to North Carolina. Diana, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
I live in a little rural county in North Carolina. We have no known cases of the virus yet, but they've closed schools down. And I was looking on Facebook earlier. Somebody from Virginia had posted some tents being set up in the form of a FEMA camp. And I was wondering if you thought military policing was going to be a thing that we're going to be seeing. Because to me, there's a bigger picture than this virus. Because we've had flus and stuff before and never come to this. I mean, they even tell you not to go to church. How can they tell you to shut down churches and you can't even go to a church? I don't understand. The people are panicked, but I think there's more panic to come besides the virus. It's been my opinion.
Yeah, Diana, you know, we've been trying to encourage people for the past 2 weeks on this radio program. Folks, just do not buy into the hype. And if you have to, just turn your TV off. You know, do not watch cable news. Do not watch your local news. It's just not worth it. It's overkill. And Diane, you are right to ask that question. And this is a concerning issue. Whether or not the military will get involved. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, the brother of Fredo over at CNN, actually called on the president to call out the military. And we already have the National Guard quarantining one of the containment zones in New Rochelle, New York. So these are all valid concerns here as we go through this. But again, there are some things happening that have nothing to do with this virus. And it troubles me that small businesses, mom and pop businesses across the country are in danger right now. This is just outrageous. By the way, Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown, we have a great story up on the website. A local gun store, they say there's been a run on ammo. They're giving away a free roll of toilet paper with every firearm. So we've got that story up at ToddStarns.com. We're going to talk to the folks from the gun store a little bit later on. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us on this Monday edition of the show. Folks, I cannot say this enough. Let not your heart be troubled. The Lord is in control. Yeah, folks, you got to trust me on this one. And honestly, I think the issue here is we need to put our hope in Christ and not the government. That's the situation we're in. We're going to get right back to your phone calls in just a few moments. I saw a story the other day on the news, and I knew we just had to have this guy with us. He is from Rome, Georgia. He was singing in the choir at the church at Liberty Square, which is in Cartersville, Georgia, just north of Atlanta. And he wasn't feeling very well. He went home. still feeling bad, and we're going to let him tell his story. But he had coronavirus, and he is currently recovering from this illness. Clay Bentley is on the Newsmaker line. Clay, what an honor to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's just an honor to be able to sit up and give God praise for what he's brought me through today. And to be able to share that to the world is exactly what he would want me to do. And that is to be a light to the world.
Clay, no doubt about that. And I want you to tell our listeners what you went through. We, you know, a lot of people have been wondering, what is it like to have the coronavirus?
Well, if you've ever had the flu, you know that the flu is pretty hard, but this coronavirus is about 10 times stronger or worse than the flu. So once you contract coronavirus, it's like it takes everything. It takes all your energy, takes all your breath. It just completely drains you to the point of, I mean, it takes you to the point of death. It's a pretty hard virus.
Clay, so you went to the hospital. You went to the hospital to get checked out the first time. Tell us what happened.
Well, here's the story. I was singing in a choir at Liberty Square in Cartersville, Georgia. And this choir is over 100 member choir, so a lot of people there. Well, after getting out of this choir, I went home and started feeling bad. And overnight, I got in such bad shape that I had to drive to a local urgent care in Rome. They took my vitals and they said your oxygen level is so low that you don't even need to be here. We don't even want you here. You need to go straight to the hospital. So I did. I left and went straight to the hospital. The hospital kept me all day testing me for the flu. You know, they said I had pneumonia in both lungs. Tested me for the flu, which came back negative. They was running antibiotics through me. Medications, breathing treatments, having that all day on a Monday. Well, you know, they had also asked me if I had been out of the country, had traveled out of the country, which I have not. So I guess they just decided that, you know, they wouldn't do any further testing. They said, you know, it says negative for the flu, so we're just going to send you home. And, you know, if it gets worse, you'll have to call us back. But so they sent me home. Well, I laid at home, and over the next 4 days, from Monday to Friday, it got really bad. And I got to the point to where I couldn't even get out of bed. So I called the hospital back on Friday. And I said, I just feel like y'all have sent me home to die. I said, I'm worse now than I ever was.
Wow.
So they told me to come straight back to the hospital. I went back to the hospital. Once I got in the door, they realized that I was in really bad shape. They decided to get with the CDC, which the CDC ran tests and confirmed that I did have the coronavirus.
Now, Mr. Bentley, I want to ask you a question. So here we are, March 16th. How are you doing now? How are you doing now?
Well, today is day 10 of my journey here in the hospital, and I've gone through a lot of medications. I've gone through a lot of breathing treatments, and it's been a long process. But today, you know, I feel like I'm getting my energy back. I'm, you know, I was on oxygen for a while. For most of my stay here, but they have now taken me off the oxygen, and I'm starting to gain strength. So they tell me if I keep moving in the direction I'm moving, I should be home within the next 2 or 3 days.
Mr. Bentley, what do you want to tell the listening audience? We have folks listening to us all over the country right now. What's your message to them about this virus?
Well, here's my message. You need to, those of you that are walking in fear and wondering, wanting to be tested, wanting the government to step in and find out how bad your situation is, it's not the government's job to take care of you, but you have a God that still loves you. You still have a God that wants to take care of you. You have a God that is still able to heal the sick, and he's willing. He's willing to those that call out to him, those that are sick, those that don't even have the energy to make it on their own. If you'll call upon the Lord, he says he will heal our bodies. And, you know, over the past 10 days, he has, you know, done a great work in me. And I'll just share this story. This past Wednesday night, the doctors told me they did some more x-rays of my lungs. And they told me on Wednesday that I was in worse shape on Wednesday than I was when I came into the hospital, and that it wasn't looking good. But I'm telling you, the voice of God on the inside of me was telling me, no, you are getting better. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are getting better. And at 3 o'clock, let me just tell you this, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I felt like I had a man laying on top of my chest. He was laying on top of my chest, and the weight, the heaviness of this man laying on my chest, I couldn't even breathe at all. But then I felt him breathing life into my lungs. It's like I was on my back and he was facing me, breathing life into me.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, I was able to breathe. This was Wednesday night, and my doctor came in Thursday morning and he said, my goodness, he said, yesterday you were worse than you ever had been, and today, testing you today, you don't have hardly any fluid in your lungs. He said, what's going on with you? And he asked me, he said, I just have to ask you. He said, are you a prayer? And I said, yes, I'm a prayer. I believe in God. I know God has got my back. And he said, well, I see it. And he said, I have found that in my practice that those who pray, that positive energy causes their body to begin to change and to begin to heal itself. And I said, well, I just want you to understand that it wasn't my body healing itself, but it was the Lord answering my prayer.
Mr. Bentley, I got to tell you something. I know you say you're getting your energy back. I'd like to be around you when you have your full energy back, because you just preached a sermon on national radio is what you did.
telling you, I love the Lord. He's still alive.
I can tell that. Mr. Bentley, we're going to have to leave it there. We have to take a commercial break, but I want you to know something, that our radio program, I know our audience, and they're going to be praying for you for a complete and speedy recovery, and all the best to you, and thank you for sharing your testimony with us on the radio today.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Clay Bentley, ladies and gentlemen, in the hospital right now in Rome, Georgia, talking to all of us. He survived the coronavirus. It's been a tough road, but he gives glory to God. And I hope all of you people out there who are so nervous and so concerned, you just need to understand that God is in control. God is in control. It's going to be okay. It really is going to be okay. You know, the president has been trying to calm down the national media. And he, there was a great line from the press conference over the weekend. He said, just calm down. It's going to be okay. And it is. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. What a great story. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
So we're going to be taking your calls throughout today's show. We want to find out what's happening in your communities. What are your local municipalities doing? Are they implementing any curfews, things of that nature? 844-747-8868. I want to go to the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How are y'all doing?
We're well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know that with all the restaurants closing in states by order of the government, well, Kentucky, you can now add Kentucky to the list, but now they've, but the drive-throughs and takeout orders, I mean, they can still go on. And yeah, you know, being a restaurant worker myself, you know, I mean, it really, but I'm really confident that God will help get us through this. I mean, but, you know, it's starting to sound a lot more like government control, wouldn't you think?
It's sounding like something else is going on that they're not telling us. And that is, Michael, that's a concern I have, is what are they not telling us?
Yeah, I mean, truth is, I mean, I can understand, you know, they're looking out for our safety, but it's just, well, they think we can't be able to take care of ourselves, can't stay away from people, you know, not come in contact with people. I mean, common sense, I mean, but, you know, that's just the way it is, you know, in this day and age now. They think we can't take care of ourselves.
You know what? That's exactly what it is. It's this entitlement generation. And, you know, who is going to look after us? That's what the governor of Illinois said over the weekend. What is the government going to do? You know what? You're the governor. You put on your big boy pants and lead your state. You know, don't rely on somebody else. You got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Michael,
absolutely.
Yeah. Michael, appreciate the call. I hate to cut you off. Thank you for listening, though. I do need to get to the Liberty University newsmaker line from the Trump campaign, Jenna Ellis. And Jenna, I know we're going to get to the debate, which there was a debate last night. But, you know, again, I think the president and his administration doing a terrific job here. But you've got a lot of folks out in the state governments that are freaking out.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me, Todd. And, you know, to your caller's concern, there's been a lot of questions, especially from the faith-based communities and churches that have actually contacted me as a constitutional law attorney, just saying, you know, what about state and local governments imposing these restrictions on gatherings and all this? What about the First Amendment? And, you know, those are really good questions and concerns. And we have to remember a couple of things here. First is common sense. We shouldn't panic, we shouldn't overreact, and we shouldn't just assume that because government is stepping in to help that that's always an indication of evil or something that's unbiblical or an overstep and an infringement on our church's free exercise of religion and also freedom of assembly. So the Constitution does provide, of course, that we have the free exercise in order to peaceably assemble. But we also have to remember that the government, when they have a compelling interest, which certainly they do here in terms of a national health crisis, when there's a neutral law of general applicability, meaning they're not targeting churches, they're not targeting specific faith-based communities, but it's a neutral law of general applicability. It's, you know, concerts, it's theaters, it's anywhere in gatherings of 250 or more, and especially on a temporary basis, then that likely is constitutional. And so we have to also remember that the Bible says to also respect our governing authorities. And so I would just caution Christians that rather than being so quick to condemn our state and local leaders, and especially on the federal level, I mean, I know President Trump and Mike Pence personally, and they are wonderful and sincere God-fearing Christians, and they are taking this very, very seriously. And they are also giving as much as the federal government can in a federalist society. That's why the national emergency was declared by the president, to have resources that can go down to the state and local level. And Vice President Pence, as a former governor himself, said in the press conference the other day, that's really where these types of interventions and specific assistance for each community that, you know, will be different from state to state. That's why we have this type of federalist system. That's what the federal government is looking to do, is to help each state and local community as much as they can lead and direct to their own communities to respond to the on-the-ground needs in each individual state. And, you know, in my home state of Colorado, we have a Democrat governor. I didn't vote for him. I'm not a particular fan personally of this governor, but I think he's actually doing a great job there in Colorado of trying to lead the effort to protect the community in Colorado. And I think that, you know, even like Gavin Newsom in California was giving props to President Trump for his leadership. And I think this is a really wonderful example of how all of the governors and, of course, the president and the vice president are actually coming together in a very nonpartisan fashion to address the concerns. And I think that we as Christians need to model that behavior as well and try to partner as much as we can with our state and local authorities and try to be the best Christians that we can. And we have opportunities, Todd, to serve as the church. There is no, absolutely no requirement in the Bible that we gather weekly in quantities of 250 or more.
Well, now, I don't think anybody's, and I don't think anybody's arguing with that. Let me jump in here for a minute, Jenna. But I mean, here in New York State where we are, you've got the state government coming in and deciding which businesses are going to be closed and which businesses are going to be open. And my whole point of this is mom and pop businesses are being unfairly targeted here. And I mean, if this is a matter of public safety, fine, shut down the Target and the Walmart. You know, why are you going after the small mom and pop businesses?
Right. And those are, I think those are legitimate concerns. And again, it needs to be more of the general laws of neutral applicability, or it needs to also make sure that that on the state and local level, there is reason and rationale. There's not unfair targeting. And so certainly, you know, I think that those are valid questions. And it's not that we have to just, you know, hand over fist, take everything from our local government. But my concern is that we as Christians need to not be super quick to just to judge here, and we shouldn't be super quick to just say.
Well, I don't know anybody. No, I don't know of anybody who's doing that. I haven't heard of people out there. Okay, well,
I've heard of a bunch of concerns from Christians, you know, that I know across the country, and as a constitutional law attorney, a lot of people have reached out to me, and so you know, specifically asking about church closures and specifically some of these other recommendations.
But that's
and
a legitimate question. I mean, that is a legitimate question. Does the government have a right to shut down your church? I mean, that is a legitimate question in my estimation.
It is, of course. And again, this is, and if this was a into perpetuity, and this is saying, you know, that churches are just going to be shut down, or we're going to suspend your right for corporate worship online, or, you know, any of those things,
then that becomes another issue.
Yeah. That becomes another issue. But on a temporary basis.
Jenna, I hate to do this, but we are coming up on a hard news break, and we're going to have to leave it there. And I hate that we didn't get around to talking about the debate, but we will definitely get you back on. Again, it is kind of a breaking news situation. What are you going to do, folks? What are you going to do? I've got more to say about this. And again, if the White House is saying, you know what, this is not a big deal, just listening to that guy's testimony of surviving coronavirus, that sounds like a big deal to me. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number here, folks. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.